The first thing to know is that out of the thousands of manhole covers on Seattle streets, a little over 100 are actually works of art. Artists were paid by the city to create them. But taking a tour of these pieces can be a little challenging. I find that out when I meet up with the director of the city's public art program.
Is there actually a list of them somewhere?
No. That's the problem. You see,
Rory Yampolsky tells me, once an artist creates a design and the foundry casts it, it becomes the property of the utilities and is used and moved around just like a regular manhole cover.
There's one that says sewer, one that
says water. We set out on our quest anyway with a vague idea of where to find them.
A wild goose chase, unfortunate.
Oh, this is one.
We get lucky, stumbling onto one created by artist Garth Edwards.
This is a really
There are faces, yeah, a man in a hat, a woman with wavy hair.
You know, and you don't know, are these people looking out from the sewer? Are they looking into the sewer?
Are they looking up?
Yeah, that's right. They may be down in the ground looking up at you.
We eventually locate more manhole covers, which, by the way, the city now refers to as personnel hatch covers. There's one with a cheerful flower motif, another featuring a Tlingit whale design, and one that's a map of the city.
It is old. It has the kingdom.
I see that.
This idea to create these small works of art on manhole covers dates back to the 1970s and was part of something much larger.
A new day, a new way.
Coming off of protests against the Vietnam War and other movements of the 60s and 70s, all over the country, the younger generation was pushing for change. Seattle was no different. Paul Schell, who would later become mayor, remembers the 1970s in Seattle as a time when there was just a lot of creative energy.
We, in our 20s and 30s, we took over the city from the old men who were sitting in Renew Club playing checkers all day.
Sitting in the kitchen at his home on Whidbey Island, Schell says he and others had successfully challenged the establishment on several fronts.
I mean, it was everything from historic preservation to saving Pioneer Square. We just come off of saving the public market.
Schell became head of the city's Department of Community Development. In that role, he and other activists in city government were coming up with ideas nearly every day for making the urban space more livable. Everything from encouraging outdoor cafes to making it easier for people to donate park benches and drinking fountains.
Did a lot of these ideas, were they hatched over a beer in a bar? Or?
Yep, of course.
He says the idea of public art was being bandied about. Out of those discussions grew a lot of things we take for granted now, like the city's 1% for Art program, which requires that art be a part of building projects. And one of the little ideas that bloomed was the manhole cover art project. A member of the Arts Commission proposed it after seeing fancy utility covers in Florence, Italy. Schell liked the idea, believing that if you did enough little things right, it would really make the city sing.
We were looking for ways then to embellish the details.
Not everyone was crazy about the idea. In a letter to the editor, one woman wrote, "This latest idea of decorating all the manhole covers with fancy maps and designs is the most stupid idea I ever heard of." But now, 30-some years later, the quirky utility covers don't stir controversy. Printmaker Betsy Bespadaro, who designed one of the covers, says there's something Seattleites can be proud of.
I think it says that we value art in everyday life.
So here's a question. Given the current focus on efficiencies and tightening belts, is there still a place for whimsical ideas like sprucing up manhole covers? Paul Schell, who's now retired from government, hopes so.
I mean, if we just do the basics and don't do the things that make you smile, then we've lost it. It speaks to our spirit, our soul.
Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.
You have to be careful looking for them. You could get hit by a car or a motorcycle.